USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hurricane Elsa is now making its way up Florida's west coast ahead of an anticipated Wednesday landfall. The storm strengthening late Tuesday into a Category 1 hurricane. The storm surge warning is in effect for Tampa Bay and other coastal areas, as the National Hurricane Center says the storm could push between 3 and 5 feet of storm surge onto shore. The storm is bringing strong winds and rain to much of central Florida, with tornado watches in effect in parts of the state. Elsa is expected to make landfall on the North Florida coast by late Wednesday morning. Forecasters say the storm will make its way across Florida and into Georgia by Wednesday night and into the Carolinas on Thursday. And the Republican National Committee was the victim of a cyber attack from hackers associated with the Russian government. In a statement Tuesday, the committee said that a contractor they work with was breached and all access from that company was immediately blocked. The RNC says none of its data was accessed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The fight over an infrastructure spending bill is expected to continue when lawmakers return to Washington. A bipartisan framework was agreed to last month, although there remains many questions over whether a larger bill supported by Democrats will be pushed through reconciliation. That's something that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell vows to fight. At an event Tuesday in Kentucky, he said the two parties may be further apart on this issue than at any time in the past.
This is going to be a hell of a fight over what this country ought to look like in the future. And it's all going to unfold here in the next few weeks. I don't think we've had a bigger difference of opinion between the two parties over the best thing to do for America than we have right now. These are really, really different.
The bipartisan group of senators and the White House are working to build support for their $1.2 trillion deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Parents are reacting to the support for critical race theory from teachers' unions. Tim Berg has more.
The National Education Association pledged to teach critical race theory in all 50 states and across more than 14,000 school districts where the union operates. In addition, the nation's largest teachers' union says they will dedicate a team of staffers to provide guidance on how to fight back against anti-CRT rhetoric. Cheryl Wonderchain is a parent in Northern Virginia. She tells Fox News it's no surprise that unions are in favor of teaching CRT.
These unions have really showed us their true colors over the past year with, you know, bullying the CDC into putting out guidance to keep the schools shuttered. Mm-hmm. And I had an opportunity to look at some of the agenda for the NEA meeting that just wrapped up. And, you know, there was nothing on there about, you know, increasing literacy or remediation for all the learning loss over the past year.
Mm-hmm. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams has won the Democratic primary in the race for mayor of New York City. Adams defeating a large field of candidates in the first major race in New York to use a ranked choice voting system. The primary ended on June 22nd, but the Board of Elections experienced issues in running the multiple tallies needed under the ranked choice system, including erroneously counting 135,000 test ballots. Adams will face Republican Curtis Sliwa in the general election. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.